This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A time-lapse video of the March for Life Friday tells part of the story. There were a lot of people at the D.C. March. Yet the important number for March organizer Gene Mancini is the number of abortions performed. And whether that is 58 or 63 million or more, such demonstrations are about that injustice. Mike Pence addressed marchers for the first time as vice president after being a regular there in previous years. No one else seems to know the number of times he has spoken to this annual gathering in the past. President Trump also phoned into the gathering, telling marchers they have his full support. ABC censored President Trump's Wednesday interview, calling media outlets to task for lack of coverage, while some local TV outlets covered events as in Spokane, Washington's Walk for Life Saturday. USA Today laughably put last Saturday's Women's March story as news on their front cover in this Saturday's edition. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A D&E abortion is the discreet way of describing what a new Arkansas law now bans. While only 2% of Arkansas abortions, the bill signed Thursday by Governor Asa Hutchinson makes the humanity of the unborn stand out and could be a bill for the U.S. Supreme Court. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.